From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Phil Latzman. A warning today for adults seeking to finish their high school education by getting their GEDs. Be careful about the companies that are offering those diplomas. A new report by the Florida Center for Investigative Reporting has just been released on the validity of those schools, both here in Florida and in the rest of the country, and it is found that many of them are bogus. McNelly Torres is with the newly launched FCIR and joins us now. Welcome. So what has your investigative reporting found out about these so-called diploma mills that have been springing up here and elsewhere?
Basically, what our investigation found was that there's no state or federal regulation, and the internet has opened the doors for a surge of companies to propagate the internet and offer high school diplomas that are virtually worthless to the consumers out there who have spent hundreds of dollars to finish their high school education.
How do these companies slip through the vetting process?
The state of Florida does not regulate private schools. Schools are only required to register with the state and submit an annual survey that education officials don't even review for accuracy.
What happens, and you've detailed in your story examples of folks who found out after the fact that their diplomas mean nothing. What are their reactions once they find out that they've wasted both their time and their money?
It's just been really devastated for a lot of these consumers. A lot of these people are really adults that have, you know, dropped out of high school many years ago. They have huge regrets that they drop out of high school, and now, you know, it's even worse for them. And the sad part is that many of the people that I talked to completed this work several years ago, and they went on with their lives, and now something had to happen at the personal level. Like, I have a man from Cincinnati, Ohio, who was just laid off early this year, and then he decided, well, this is an opportunity for me to go back to college. And so he started applying to colleges when he discovered that none of the colleges will accept his diplomas.
And what do these companies say when you have approached them? One company is Continental Academy, which is based in Miramar, which is said to have graduated, quote unquote, thousands of people and given them high school diplomas, which have turned out to be false. What did that school tell you when you asked them about what they were doing?
They really declined to talk to us. They only answered 10 questions of the 13 questions that I sent them after they requested the questions via email, and also cancel a phone interview. And this is really unfortunate because they could really answer a lot of our questions. It's a huge issue. It could be very overwhelming for the consumer out there trying to look for a school.
And this is really just the beginning for you guys at the Florida Center for Investigative Reporting. You've just begun this. Tell us a little bit about what you guys are doing at FCIR.
Well, we launched in September, thanks to a grant from the Ethics and Excellence in Journalism Foundation, which is based in Oklahoma. We are the first bilingual investigative nonprofit in the state. We are a content provider. We are building relationships and partnerships with the traditional media. And, you know, you can visit our website, fcir.org, and support our work. And please donate.
It's good journalism. McNelly Torres is with the Florida Center for Investigative Reporting, and her story today on diploma mills can be found at fcir.org. McNelly, thanks for coming in and talking to us about this, and we'll do this again.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
And this is WLRN, Miami Herald News.